Christine is the New Zealand Nurses Organisation rep at Gisborne Hospital. Now, you'll be familiar by now that the Employment Court rejected a application by Te Whatu Ora to stop a one-hour health and safety strike by nurses working in Ward 5 at Gisborne Hospital. According to the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, upholding the absolutely vital right of workers to take industrial action over health and safety issues. Christine, thanks for joining us on the program again. Tēnā koe.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You spoke really well about this kaupapa last time we had a yarn, so please just bring us up to speed with where we're at today, please.
So as you've already mentioned, we went to the Employment Court on Monday. Te Whara Ora were trying to stop our right to strike, saying it was unlawful and that work conditions were safe, that there wasn't an issue. We highly opposed that one, and we were lucky that the judge saw that. We had a lot of paperwork behind us, incident forms, escalation pathways, basically everything documented about how unsafe things had been. So the judgment went in our way, and so we did our strike yesterday, 1:30 to 2:30. The support from the community, nursing colleagues, people working at the hospital was amazing. It was way bigger than what we were expecting.
Well, much to do with the way that you had presented the reality of life on the wards at Gisborne Hospital. And while it's at Gisborne, the reality is this stand mirrored the problems that have been faced in many health environments up and down the country. Christine, tell us about that strike. And even some might say, well, look, it was conciliatory by the nurses to just take industrial action for an hour. You could have bailed out for an entire day or an entire week. So you were quite restrained in that sense. Do you think the point was made, though, even though the time frame was fairly limited, considering you could have taken much stronger industrial action?
Yes, we could have taken stronger industrial action, but with the hour, there was huge coverage on it. As I said, there was a lot of support. It's led the way for other nurses on other wards and other hospitals that are feeling unsafe. They are now able to do this. This has never, ever been done before, so it was a bit of a trial thing. Are we going to be able to get it across the line? We were really lucky that we have. We had some amazing people supporting us. But we've also got to be mindful of our patients on the ward. So, yes, we could have gone out for a whole day or a week, but then we've got the patients on the ward to think about as well, and we believe that an hour was a high impact and enough to get our message across.
You mentioned some amazing people who supported the kaupapa. Can you elaborate? Tell us, what satisfied you most about that support? From what sectors did they come, and what sorts of personalities are we talking of?
Well, mainly the Ward 5 colleagues. They were fantastic, asking them to do the escalation pathways, day texts, following through with the paperwork and supporting, going out on strike. They were amazing. Then the rest of our whole nursing colleagues nationwide, I was not expecting it to snowball as much as it has. Just constantly getting messages and seeing all the support and encouragement nationwide from nurses. And then the nursing union, NZNO, they were right behind us. They were fantastic. They supported us. Peter Craney, the lawyer, he was amazing. There were times where I wasn't wanting to go out so public, and he was like, yep, no, we can do it. So it's just, it's amazing. And then we've had support from the doctors, walking out yesterday from the hospital, and senior doctors are out on the road verge cheering us on as we came out. That was huge, and that, to us, highlights that we are valid in our saying that it's really unsafe.
Let's talk about industrial action. I know it's not something that is mounted willy-nilly. There's always a huge backstory to a stand of this type, but the fact that doctors supported you, others associated with your mahi, likewise families, friends, The people most at risk by this industrial action, as you've touched on, were those who were patients in the hospital. What sort of reaction from them to your stand?
From the patients?
Yeah.
We've been wearing purple ribbons for probably about a month now, just as a silent kind of message saying we're understaffed. We can't cope with it anymore. And so the patients yesterday were actually asking us to go and get them purple ribbons because they wanted to wear it. The family members were coming in and supporting the patients while we were off the ward. There were other medical people on the ward looking after them as well, but the family members wanted to be there to support them. And they were also supporting us and saying, you know, it had to be done. They've seen us on the ward. They've seen, you know, us running from one end of the ward to another, absolutely chaotic. So they were right behind us 100%.
Sadly, people who stand their ground come to the attention of employers, and there have been issues in the past of those who have taken principled stands in industrial relations have been marginalised as a result. How are the nurses, and perhaps even more importantly at this stage, Christine, how are you? Do you feel that your stand here can or has the potential to have some negative consequences regarding your own employment?
Yes and no. I know that I kind of stuck my head right out, but it was something that had to be done. And in saying that, it's nothing that is not the truth. So yes, I've rocked some boats, and I'm sure there's some people that are not very happy with me, but it had to be said and it had to be done. And I think it would look very bad if something kind of came out of me speaking up for patient safety.
And likewise, your own whānau. It's not often that they see mum making a stand like this, and what's the flow-on effect to those that love you, Christine, because as you say, you've put the head, your head above the parapet. And so we can see that stands like this can be effective to facilitate change. What's been the reaction from your immediate whānau to your principled stand?
They're very proud. My daughter was down on the line with us yesterday. She left work and came down with my granddaughter as well, so they were down there supporting me. Very proud. My other children, unfortunately, don't live in Gisborne, so they weren't able to, but they were sending messages of support as well, and, yeah, they're very proud of it, and they realise that sometimes a small voice can be heard.
Which is what we're hearing too. Congratulations, Christine. So, okay, we made a stand yesterday. If it falls on deaf ears, you'll be forced to repeat the exercise, what needs to be done by Whatu Water to address the obvious shortcomings that this stand has highlighted.
So we're still pushing through the three things that we've been asking for. Reduced bed numbers, that's always been what we've been wanting, so we can look after patients safely with the staff we have. Better recruitment, hiring more staff, and reduce workloads until we deem that it is safe enough to increase our workloads back up again. It was kind of ironic that we had a strike yesterday for unsafe staffing, and then I had to go straight back onto the ward and work an afternoon shift where there was myself, an RN, and an enrolled nurse. And we were short, and it was hectic. We didn't have a meal break. We finished about midnight. We meant to finish just after 11. So it was kind of a bit ironic that we're straight back into the firing line again.
Well, hey, big ups to you and to others who stood at your side yesterday. Do you think there's a will at Gisborne, and ultimately, I guess, through to Whatu Water, do you think there's a will, and do they have the resources to improve conditions?
I'm hoping that there's going to be a will after yesterday, after they've seen the support. I'm not 100% sure that they believe there's an issue. As I said earlier, their argument in court was that they didn't believe it was an unsafe situation. So I'm hoping that they do take on board that there is actually an unsafe position, and they should be able to make some changes. We've been suggesting changes for a long time, and hopefully they start taking those on board.
Well, good on you, Christine. Good on you, sis. Way to go. And there are many across the country who are supportive of our nurses. I think we all should be. And the reality rammed home immediately as you went back on the ward and found once again the issues of understaffing and overworked, even off the back of yesterday's stand. Thanks for sharing some cordial with us. I think it illustrates a much wider issue that needs consideration, and appreciate your cordial with the matter and, your principled stand yesterday with your colleagues. Thanks for your time today. Again, Tuhene, kia ora.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Christine. Christine Warrender.